And then finally, and this is the hardest part, for a church to get off this plateau, there's a need for what we might call a pivot. And a pivot, you know, in basketball is you're going one direction and then you pivot and you go a different direction. In the business world now, this is one of the most popular terms. My son has an internet company and they specialize in pivots where the company is growing, but then it's not making any money. And if they don't pivot and go a new direction, they're going to plateau and do nothing. And they can't afford to do that. So they're willing to pivot and go a new direction. Now, there's some churches that won't change. They won't pivot. They won't take the risk. Because this is more than just, you know, starting a new Sunday school class. This is a major change. This is a major new direction. It's also called an S-curve change, because what happens in this is, for instance, Moses and the children of Israel, they're stuck in Egypt. They're making bricks. Moses comes and says, we're going to pivot. We're going to go to the promised land. Major change. And what happens? The first thing that happens is that Pharaoh gets wind of this and says, okay, you guys want to pivot? You guys want to leave? Forget it. We like you as slaves. So we're going to take away your straw, but you still have to make bricks. And so this pivot was a disaster at the beginning of the change. And oftentimes when we make a change in our lives at the beginning, it doesn't go well. But then because Moses was following the Lord and paid the price to make the pivot and to change and follow through, there was a completely new direction that God's people took. Now, let me give you a couple of examples of pivots that churches make. One pivot that I've seen in a church is where a church that was in a community where people were very relational, and they were the kind that loved to go to people's homes, but were a little bit hesitant about coming to church. What this church did is it stopped all its ministries, like Sunday school, and it started to meet only in small groups in people's homes. Now, at first, this church lost 40 people because they said, you stopped Sunday school? How can you do that? And they left. But this church stuck with having small groups, and over the next 5 years, they went from 160 to 120 to 500 people because they made a pivot that matched their community. They started small groups. They made the emphasis reaching people that didn't know Christ and bringing them into small group home experiences that really fit that community. And that's a great example of a pivot. Another example of a pivot is that Lyle Schaller, an expert in all of these things, says the number one reason that churches never make a pivot is because they can't agree on one strategy to work on together to get that done. They want to do this, they want to do that, they want to do this, they want to do that. You can't pivot 10 directions. You've got to pivot one central direction that fits your community, that's going to be effective, that's going to take you in a new direction. What are some of these? Well, the pivot might be that the church agrees that we're going to be the church with Celebrate Recovery. And the pivot becomes putting the emphasis on helping those who are addicted. If find freedom in Christ. That was one pivot that a church took. Pivot to small groups, that's a pivot. One new direction, unified, everyone together. Another pivot can be that a church can decide that they're going to bring on leaders from other cultures, and they're going to look more like the Church of Antioch. Rather than everybody who's a leader in the church being from one culture, there's going to be a multicultural, multi-generational leadership team. That can be a pivot where the leaders are a whole new group rather than just the same old one. Another pivot I've seen a church make is that this one church in Austin, Texas was plateaued. It was, I don't know, 80 years old. They brought in a new pastor, and he had a heart for college kids. And so in a very wise way, what he did is he kept the church on Sunday morning the same for the people who had been there for 100 years. They still had the same kind of service that they were used to. They still felt comfortable. But then at 11 o'clock, in another building, which was a gym, they had a service that was dedicated to college kids. And they found a guy who was really good at speaking to college kids, the Bible, teaching. They found some really good kids, college kids that were good at leading in worship. They found college kids that would receive the newcomers. They found college kids who were willing to start small groups. And so this church, while a lot of it was still on a plateau, they pivoted with a central organizing strategy of bringing more college kids into that church. And over a 10-year period of time, that church went from having a handful of University of Texas college kids who came to the church to 900 students who came every Sunday. Because they were willing as a church to think through how to take care of the older people that were still there and not destroy their base, but to pivot in creating a new ministry to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so if a church is going to turn around, there needs to be new trust among a diverse leadership. There needs to be an outward focus in thinking about how we're going to bring new people to church. And then there needs to be the welcoming of guests and helping them to feel comfortable and helping them to find a way to connect on into the church. And then sometimes, when God wants to lead us into a new promised land, He will raise up a Moses with a vision and a heart for a major pivot to lead God's people into something new and wonderful that they've never experienced before. And so, churches don't have to die. Churches don't have to live on a plateau for the next 20 years. Churches can make this kind of pivot and experience a new season of God's marvelous grace as we preach Christ.
TVS Seminary is a great way to invest in the kingdom of God. Please consider making a donation to support this effective educational and outreach ministry today. We exist upon your gracious giving. Please donate to support TVS Project's continuation and growth. For more information, visit tvsseminary.com.